Good morning, good morning. It is another Thursday Parking Lot Wisdom mini-sode here on Energy of the Untamed Heart podcast. I am your host, Miel Fox. Nice to see, not see, everybody here today on the mini-sode. And I'm driving to work following the eclipse a couple of days ago. And just so many things have gone through my mind that I thought today I would jump on and talk a little bit about infinity and energy and movement and flow and fear and acceptance and unconditionality and how we can just freaking give ourselves a little bit of a break and some kindness and love and acceptance. So for some of you, this will hit home. It'll be like, whoa. And for some of you, you're probably already pushing the button to go listen to somebody else's podcast, and that's completely okay too. But I really feel it's important to share this, so I'm going to do my best just to put it out there and drop a few science bombs and sort of get back to what's the real deal. So it's very interesting. I've been doing some studying, doing some listening, doing some reading about how our mind works, how our brain works, how our level of consciousness works. How do we cope and deal with fear? Do we try to stuff it down and bury it? Do we try to kill it off? Do we try to face it? Do we try to work through it? So the first thing I want to say is understand, please, three things that are pretty important. The first thing is, as you all know, my belief is that we are a soul expression from the divine, having an earthly human experience in the body that we have in this particular lifetime. You have a divine expression and purpose that is your soul essence, that is the truth of who you really are. But you carry around this packaging called your humanness, which has its own set of, shall I say, default parameters, which are in place, 150% in place to keep your humanness alive and going. It's about survival. So those of you who know me know that I have horses, and you also know that I talk a lot about how a horse is designed to self-preserve and seek safety at all costs. And of course, some of the things we do domestically with them impact that, which is why our horses have things like ulcers and other biological anomalies that we then spend a ton of money and time trying to fix, when if we just got to the root of how do they naturally exist and live, things would probably be a little easier. So I digress. Let me get back to the human version of this, the survival mode that we have. So to put it super, super simply, we are a soul expression in a human body. Because of that, we are set up biologically in our humanness with survival capacity. We are set up with more than two nervous system arrangements that go back and forth. It's not all or none. It's a constant fluid dance back and forth between a let me save your ass mode, your survival mode of your nervous system, and oh, let me give you a space to rest and really gather and think and create and be and feel in a place of harmony and balance. And that's the other side of your nervous system. We don't live in one or the other. We are constantly, constantly, constantly going back and forth between the two. Here is what occurs when we spend a little too much time in one versus the other, is that biochemically your body floods with certain biochemicals, which then create this loop scenario to keep you in that particular place, to keep you in that side of that nervous system. Okay, that's part one. I'm probably going to get off the rails because I'm not writing any of this from paper. I'm just talking. So part two is we, as humans, also have a beautiful and amazing mind that thinks it's doing us a favor. The purpose of the experiences and the chatter that our mind shares with us that tries to tell us things that constantly beats us down about you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're not this enough, you're not that enough. And then that in turn pushes us to seek external validation of are we okay, are we not okay? And the comparing thing, like, you know, Susie's better, Jeffy does more, all the things, is ultimately when you pare it all down and make it super simple, it's really can be based back down to survival. The information and the rhetoric and the talk that your brain doles out to you when you have thoughts of fear, doubt, not enoughness, lack of worthiness, all the things, is really about your human design trying to maintain and keep you in a safer space. So a lot of what we talk about as far as what do we think, what do we believe, how do we express, what are our behavioral patterns, those are actually all kind of laid in there early on. And I realize some of you are going, well, that's a freaking ass design flaw. I agree. But let's just go with the facts. The facts are we're a soul in a human body. The facts are the first several years of your life, you go from being this great, beautiful, aligned essence of divine love and spirit into this kind of damaged, shall we say, tainted human expression of that. And then quite frankly, we spend a lot of the rest of our lives trying to get our way back to that beautiful initial place of wholeness and divine alignment that we show up as. And I'm sure you're there thinking, well, then what the hell? What's the gig? Well, here's the gig. Our soul came here on purpose to have an experience Earth, to have an experience, all of it, the dichotomy, the opposition, the expansion, the contraction, the good, the bad. We're here for that. That's what we chose when we came here. We chose to engage in certain kinds of connections and relationships, to either gain lessons or give lessons. That's really what it's about. And as a result of that, we come in well put together and whole. And then in that first few years as a child, you're like a wet sponge, basically. You're taking on information and, you know, absorbing. And that information, for good or for bad, moves both through you and from you. It isn't just tacked on like sticky tacky paper and it goes nowhere. Everything that occurs to us in our lifetime here is not, let me back up. Everything that we experience in this life isn't to us. It's through us and from us. And if we can get to that space of accepting that, then the choices that we make about, will I look at my difficulties? Will I look at my wounds? Will I look at my fears? Or will I continue to try to bury them? Those are the types of decisions that we now make once we get beyond a particular age. And that is part of what shapes and develops us. You have the capacity to change that anytime you want. So that's the other interesting piece that I find fascinating, is we come in one presentation, and then just because we chose to be here as a human, we now are layered with other expressions of that humanness in this lifetime. And we call them different levels of vibrational energy expression, either low vibration or high vibration. And why do we listen to our mind? Why do we choose to tell ourselves the stories? Why do we allow everything outside of ourselves to dictate the level of expression and joy that we are here to receive? Well, the reason why is because you're also biologically programmed to survive. I mean, it's really honestly that simple. So when we talk about what do you do about your fears, you know, what's the deal? I just want to remind everybody listening here, your deal isn't to attack them head on, beat them up, and throw them out in the trash. Your place of understanding and ultimately cohabiting with everything that you have experienced your whole life is to get to a place where you are able to visit this thing, whatever you want to call it, your fear, your doubt, your lower vibrations, and be able to allow it to move through you and from you. In order to move from you, it has to go through you, correct? I mean, that's common sense. And honestly, the saying of where you put your focus is what will become. If your focus is constantly avoidance and let me stuff something down, I hate to say, it will continue to show up and come back until such time as you find the pathway to, shall I say, sit with it and allow it to process and allow it to move through you and from you so that it can be transmuted to some other energetic expression. You can't kill off the energy. You can only shift it, change it, and transmute it. So part of what I started out with let's talk about flow and momentum, it's because the universal energy for 2024 is represented by the energy of the eight, which if you lay it sideways, looks like an infinity symbol, or looks a little bit like a racetrack when we were little kids with the little zippy cars. Flow and momentum means come and go, means, you know, fast and slow, means movement, means maybe acceleration and then not. It doesn't mean jump off the tracks and go down the ravine. It means allow as you come around a corner, maybe you slow down and then you go down the straightaway, maybe you speed up. So this translates in terms of our humanness that we don't stuff things down and pretend they're not there to bubble over like one of those Instapotty pressure cooker things. We need to have the capacity to unconditionally, and this is really the unconditional part of this, to unconditionally look at the woundedness within us, the things that we maybe don't love about ourselves, the things that maybe, quote unquote, happened to us. They didn't really happen to us. They happened for us, for the benefit of experience, expression, and learning, so that you have a sense of, I could be this and I could be that, and I choose what I want. So when we look at it that way, it's a little bit easier to go back and revisit some of these spaces and places within ourselves that we are very judgy about. And if we can go there unjudgmentally, unconditionally, and just look at it like anything, like you look at a dinner plate on your kitchen table and it doesn't piss you off. You just look at it, you go, yeah, that's a dinner plate on my kitchen table. Well, this is the same thing. You look back at these things and you say, yep, I see that. And the curious part of me can say, what is it I can take from this? What is it showing me? What is it teaching me? How can I move and bring this forward in my life? And then you process whatever that is, the deep pain, the loss, the grief, the crying, the whatever, frustration, disgust, loneliness, rejection, and you visit with it and you sit with it. It doesn't mean it stays with you and eats a hole in you. It means you sit with it with no judgment and say, I see you. I see that you're here, but I have more capacity for love in myself now. I choose a different outcome. I choose, although you've been very helpful to keep me alive, thank you so much, but I choose, you can go take a little vacation for a while. I got me. I got this. So I don't know if this is making sense for folks, but this is sort of where I think about when I come across those hard moments, and I have them like just like you do. I am not inert to anything. I have windows where I get up in the morning and I literally wake up crying because of something, or I feel really disgusted about my quote unquote lack of achievement in a certain area of my life, or I see somebody that I think, whoa, how come they got their shit together and I don't? And I have to catch myself and say, whoa, who's doing the talking here? Whose little voice is speaking that sentence? And then I ask myself, is that even true? Like, is that even true? And who said it has to be like that? So I guess with kindness and love, I just want to share that with you and invite you to understand that the more you stuff something down, the more you choose not to visit with it, the more you don't welcome it to your table and say, thank you for coming. I understand you showed up for a reason, but it's okay. I can make another choice and I love you anyway. Then this is where we struggle. This is where we have difficulties in our relationships, where we have difficulties in our friendships, where we don't even like ourselves. We don't even love ourselves. And so I would invite you to just casually catch yourself when you have that thought that goes through, or that phrase that's about to pop in, or you look at somebody and you get that angst in your belly or in your heart, or you say, well, you know, we don't see eye to eye, so we can't have a conversation right now. Well, honestly, sure you can, because you don't have to agree to share love with somebody. You can be in completely opposite mindset places, but your hearts speak the same language. And so there's always a way if you choose to have it. So with that parking lot wisdom, I'm at the office. It's been a little longer. It's been almost a 15-minute chit-chat here. So that's all I have to say about that. I invite you to offer yourself a little bit of kindness this first week in April. Has been a little bit busy energetically between eclipses and universal energies and all the things, planetary movement. You know, I mean, everybody knows it unless you've been under the rock. I'm sure you've seen it on social media. And I would just say again, you have free will and choice as a human. You can feed into it or not. You decide. How do you want to go about your day? How do you want to leverage your energy? How do you want to interact with people in your world or not? And if you don't want to, hey, no worries. That's fine too. There's no magic rules. The whole point and purpose of acceptance is to leave space and allowance for everybody to be their own human expression. That's why we're all different. That's why we're all unique. We have a commonality of being a divine spark. We have the commonality of being here to give and learn lessons. We have a commonality of trying to uplift our humanity and collective one heart at a time. That's our common mission. And how we go about it, that's the uniqueness of us as a human being here on Earth. All right. I think I'm done chatting for the morning. So if you like this, you want more, share it out. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast, of course. You can follow along. I'm on Facebook. Can't miss me there. Instagram and website, Foxden Energetics. So with that, I will jump off and I'm off to work for the day. Parking lot wisdom on a Thursday. I love you all. And tune in for another adventure next Thursday. Have a great weekend, everybody.